Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Amid the glorious days of this, the best time of the year, I think back to my childhood summers. Those unsupervised idols of freedom and discovery, I am sure, helped make me the person I am today. So when our kids entrusted our grandchildren to us for a few precious weeks this summer, I was determined to make the most of it. The grandkids live in a vast and distant city where, for reasons of safety and lack of greenery, they don't spend much time outdoors. Worse, these are children of the digital age. They spend hours with video games and animated Disney stuff. Their parents, exhausted from work and ferrying the kids to after-school activities, try to limit the screen time. This battle seems to have been lost long ago. Not for me. I have become a kind of tiger grandpa, a summer ringmaster of educational enrichment and outdoor adventure. It's a daunting task, but I have read the studies showing that much of what children learn during the school year dribbles out of their brains during the indolent months of summer, unless you take precautions. Besides, schools nowadays teach what standardized tests require, not necessarily the grit and cultural literacy that makes for successful, well-rounded adults. That's where I come in. I prepare for my summer task by outlawing digital devices and laying in mountains of children's books bought in bulk at various library sales. Alas, these go largely unread. At dinner time, I quote Shakespeare to my young charges and initiate discussions about climate change. They roll their eyes and entertain me with fart jokes. I take the little nippers to our local day camp. There, I assumed, they would roam the nearby woods under the tutelage of grizzled counselors, learning how to identify animal scat, rescue troubled swimmers, and tie complex but highly useful knots. Instead, the kids seem to gravitate to the camp barn, where they huddle over the foosball table or some game involving fantasy-themed trading cards sold at Target. I propose outings to museums and historical sites. They lobby for a trip to the mall. And so, in this golden season, I lie awake, fretting about what will become of my grandchildren. Will they ever know and appreciate nature? Learn the joy of inventing their own entertainments? Getting lost in a book on a rainy summer afternoon? The sun is barely up, and I can hear their little footsteps in the basement. What? They're fashioning a satellite dish from salvaged aluminum foil and soldering together a digital modem from discarded tomato paste cans. Ha! I will thwart them at every turn, for I am Tiger Grandpa, the ghost of summer's past. Hear me roar. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.